Bonjour, Gia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay. So we're covering Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday today.
Really? That's way too much.
Well, I don't think we have to dwell on Tuesday, but I do want to start there just for one simple observation.
Okay. What is
Okay. The only thing worse than a talking marshal is a scatting
it?
marshal.
Scooby dooby dooby bing bop boo. I was like, oh my God,
That's
I
that if
cannot.
there's two ways to get rid of friends. One is to tell them you have a podcast, and another is to scat. Man, it's like, are they trying to, I mean, just when you thought you couldn't
Oh,
hate him more,
it
right?
was unbearable. Unbearable.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I feel
And then
like
in today's episode, he was talking about leaving, and Epiphany's trying to talk him out of it. And
I
I'm like,
know. I was like,
what are you
Epiphany, come on.
doing?
This is what everyone wants. It's the best thing for you, Epiphany. Oh, God.
Oh, he is unbearable. They have his hat off, at least.
Yeah, it was on briefly, and it did seem smaller still.
But that little bit of like Scooby Dooby Bing Bong, I was like,
Like, it's like everyone who's talking to him is kind of poisoned by him, because then you think, God, what kind of an idiot stands there and listens
And
to that?
like, do you think that actor like is like, oh, that'll be a great scene? Or do you think he's like, oh my God, this is like the end of my character?
It's like falling down the elevator shaft. I don't know.
And TJ is starting to seem like he might honestly be mentally challenged.
Yeah, maybe,
You know,
maybe.
on the one hand, he's like, oh, he's a doctor. He's doing, he's operating, blah, blah. And then he's like, did you see Grandpa Marshall? And I'm like, oh my God.
I know. Just the fact that I'm just calling him grandpa, it's like, you
Grandpa
know,
Marshall.
they have like a history of 2 weeks, you know,
I know. Like,
before that darkness. Yeah, I don't know.
unbearable,
I felt like
unbearable.
these 3 days were very challenging.
There was a lot of challenging stuff. Yeah, I can't
Yeah.
even remember too much. I was trying to ask the old man, who I'm softening up. I know you have this idea of interviewing the old man. I'm trying to soften him
It
up.
could be fun to have Rory on the show.
He thinks he's like, well, I haven't been watching it. I don't know anything about all. It's like, oh my God, you are so into it. You're just whining,
Like if hospital was a category on Jeopardy, he'd probably sweep it, right?
I mean, he knows more about it than I do. But he's like, I wouldn't know about the past stuff. And like, we don't
That's
even
never
talk about
stopped
it.
us.
I'll get him on here. I'll get him on here. But
Okay.
I was
Well,
trying to
he's
get him to
watching.
sum up like what happened today, and
Oh yeah, okay.
he
Well,
couldn't
I'll
even
tell you,
do
there was one highlight for me, which you're not going to believe today, because
it.
it did involve a scene with Marshall. When he was talking
What?
to Epiphany at the Fern coffee bar.
Which was looking great. I love that wall. I really love
I
it.
was in my head, I was starting to like build an argument against plants hanging from walls, but that's not
Doesn't it
what I'm
look cool though? It looks cool.
I thought only human beings would decide this is the way plants should be displayed, hanging off a wall. But what I was
As
gonna
opposed to what, like orangutans, or what do you think? Like,
I just think plants are fine in the ground, right? I mean, why do they have to sort of defy
I don't think
gravity?
those actually grow up from the ground. I think they'd be in trees,
Oh, okay. All right.
in the wild. But whatever. Go on. Go ahead with your point. Your really super lame point.
It didn't even have to do with the plants. I shouldn't have mentioned the plants. And this is going to seem stupid and unbelievable, but Billie
What a
Libby's
shocker.
song was playing in the background again.
Oh, and I totally didn't hear it.
It's
I
the
didn't hear
third time
anything.
that I know of that they've played this one
Does
song called Chickadee.
he get it like $1,000,000 every time that happens? Or
I
like,
think he
is he
gets
like
about as much
cha-ching?
as much as we do for this.
Like, that's nothing.
Nothing. That's correct. I don't
seriously guess. Like, there's no ASCAP royalties or anything.
Well,
gotta be something.
Be more than a penny or two. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. I don't even remember music. So I was thinking about the plants, to be honest.
Yeah, I believe that. Sure.
And I was also wondering, I mean, this is more up your alley, but I was wondering about, like, the paint technique on that wall, because it's kind of like a weird, like, maybe they rolled a rag around or something. You know, yeah. It's like one of those sort of Martha Stewart kind of inspired paint technique on there.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I like
I don't. What?
I like that wall. I'm sorry. I think that I would go to that coffee place just because of that wall.
Because of the plants on the wall. All right. Yep. Okay. Yep. Gia. Well, that's all I had to say about that little scene, except that, like you, I was thinking, you know, Epiphany should have just.
I was like, Epiphany, you're about to dodge a bullet. Why are you trying to talk to this thing?
Yeah.
Like, where's her? She's usually pretty savvy about people, and why is she not?
No.
You know,
is she just lonely?
Maybe lonely.
Speaking of loneliness, okay, we did have some weird.
I don't want to get into anything personal if you're going to get weird.
No. Don't worry. Not okay. About my own, like, personal struggles. No. I've never tried to persuade a small hat wearing, clarinet playing scatter to stick around.
Scatter. Yeah. Yucky.
I was thinking, like, I'm struggling lately with, like, the writing, or maybe it's like the actors not, like, hitting their lines. I don't know, but there's always, like, this slightly off, you know, kilter quality to scenes.
Like, what scene do you think of? Mostly I feel that whenever Sam is on.
Yeah, that's partly, yeah. Sam, yeah. I mean, it seemed like it was sort of a virus running through the cast, and they've all got that brain fog or something, but
You attribute a lot of stuff to COVID.
I know. I guess really, that's what I don't want it to be just them not caring.
You're kind of wrapped up in the, you think they've all got, like, long COVID or something.
Yeah. I think they're all long haulers. That's the only explanation.
I tried to get another booster the other day and they wouldn't let me have it yet.
Really? So. Did they, so well, they know I'd they had... have a record of yours?
Yeah, well, because I'd had the colonoscopy because I'd had anesthesia, and I didn't even think of that. Well, I'm glad they're looking out for you. Apparently, that you don't want to overlap.
Okay.
You know. So anyway, so I can go back next week, but I'm like, yeah, like, shoot me up every week. You know, whatever.
Just a new booster.
A weekly booster. Like, I don't really want to get sick. I don't, you know, call me crazy. It's not political. I just prefer to not be sick, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So, fair enough. They gave the old man the shot and he did okay. He's good. He's okay. He felt a little, you know, crappy for a little while, but he's all right.
Okay.
This booster lasts like 15 minutes or something, and then you
right,
get your
right,
money.
Yeah. It's not the most important of the boosters, but
yeah, whatever. I'll take whatever they get.
Yeah. Okay. You know, like, all right. It's nice that you're conquering your fear of shots. I guess, right?
I old age and pandemics and weird shit is making me overcome so many of my ancestral fears. I'm like, whatever. Suck it up. Put on your big girl pants or take them off, whatever the case may be.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Deal with it. Live. Wow. Live.
Okay. All right. That's lovely, Gia.
Yeah. Okay. Back to hospital. Where were we? Okay.
Well, we had like.
The writing.
I don't know. Like, we had Maxie alone the Savoy, which
in a ridiculously bad outfit.
I know.
They were moving in the right direction with her outfits, and then what happened? I don't know.
I know. It was bad. It was bad.
She looked like grandma's pincushion or something. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there.
I don't either. I don't know what's happened.
What were we supposed to think about Spinelli? Are we supposed to think he's all weird because he's using a dating app?
That
or something,
was another thing that was kind of weird and sketchy. And then
does he have the hots for for Brit or what. I don't know.
And then I thought maybe he was the one behind this website, this matchmaking service.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Maybe. Oh, that would be more interesting.
Mildly.
Mildly more interesting. And yeah. can we have?
Oh, and then. Okay,
are they hearing anything we say about Drew?
Not about Drew. Nothing. There he was, front and center.
First. Like, how are you doing? How are you doing? How, you know, like being the advisor to everyone, and just again, like, unbearable.
And he started off in the gym too, like in the ring.
Being unbearable in the gym, yeah.
Yeah, it's like he's like everybody's bro and everybody's like shoulder.
Yeah, the bro stuff.
Like, you know, it's like, God.
So on some social media, they were talking about that scene with Michael and Drew. Mm-hmm. And Michael got harshed on a little bit about his physique, and I thought that was unfair.
Yeah, I didn't notice it.
I think then you're in line with what I was saying. But they were like saying that the Cam character has a great, you know, build and arms and everything, and they were saying that Michael's a little bit of a doughboy by comparison.
Oh, I don't know.
And I thought that's not really fair.
No, but, no. That's,
I mean, I he's a douchebag, but I don't think his...
Yeah, get on him for that, you know.
Yeah, but his physical nice attributes are just fine, you know. Just
yeah,
fine.
He's fine. But, yeah.
I don't know.
But then there was there were so many like little things that I was sort of questioning. Like when so the two guys tried to stick up Charlie's, and then they were arrested, and then they were set free.
And then they were thrown in a trunk.
A guy was, and it looked like a Subaru, which seemed like an interesting choice for a mobster. But, but it
well,
also,
trying to be low key, trying to like fly under the radar. There,
I guess so. but it looked like because his face like was half like he was sort of bound, and you could only see like the top half of his face. And
yeah,
it looked like Michael to me. I thought,
oh, I didn't notice
having,
that.
Like, budget problems, and they're thinking we're not going to notice.
Oh, I didn't notice
but
that.
I
loved Sonny's like maniacal grin. You know,
but would he really like pop out for a couple minutes to see a guy in a trunk? That seemed.
I would hope so. You know.
So, yeah, what's the fun of being a mobster?
I'd like to be a hands-on kind of mobster, you know, like put a little bit of the fear of death in them. And,
yeah,
you know,
it just seemed kind of absurd.
I feel like there was so many times when he and Jason, you know, like they're supposed to be these big bad mobsters, but they never follow through. I like to see a little bit of the grit, a little bit of the dirt. The ugly side, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit of like, you know.
It was
a gangster movie where they were beating everybody to death with the baseball bats and.
Oh, I don't know, like Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, all that kind of stuff. I feel like we don't see enough of that ugly side of.
No,
Sonny's
that's
business.
True. They always manage to sort of stay like
they
romantic,
clean it up,
and likable.
Yeah.
You know,
romantic and likable, and we don't deal with drugs and blah blah. You know, they clean it up so much. It's like no, make him be.
Yeah.
If he's going to be a gangster, make him be a gangster, you know, and then have everybody deal with it. Carly and Nina and, you know,
yeah. Well, like
how do
Nina
you love
too.
This man?
Nina was so squirrely. She's like saying to Sonny, you know, I don't know how Carly was, but you don't have to, you know, pretend with me. It's like, oh, come on. You know, if anybody could handle Sonny for being Sonny, it was Carly.
Right, it's Carly, right. You know? Yeah, Nina is not going to be able to handle it, I don't think.
Yeah, because she was already kind of cross-eyed when, like, you know, he said that it was handled, you know, or they wouldn't be coming back or something, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's just an idiot.
Okay.
I think more and more.
Let's see. Oh, and a big chunk of the last couple days was Spencer, Cam, Trina, Josh, that whole stuff. Yeah.
Spencer was like insufferable. I mean,
I love it. I love what an idiot he is.
His hand came back, you know, and it's like there was a Demi for like best limb performance or something, you know, it would go to his hand.
Limb performance, is that a category? But do you think he smacked the cop on purpose or like It looked to me more like he did it on purpose.
Yeah, I was torn, and then
like
just
a flail, just a flail.
Yeah, it's like almost like he can't control those impulses.
Yeah, those arms, those crazy arms.
Especially the arms, like all of his acting chops are centered around his arms and his hands.
But I was also finding Joss a little bit insufferable. Like, Trina's not allowed to speak for herself anymore.
I know,
you
I
know,
don't
Joss
like that
is
either.
So, like,
right.
You know,
it's
in your face.
Yeah, that's not necessarily.
Which I like about her because it's so Joss, you know.
It is very Joss, sure.
But I don't know. I don't like how Trina's kind of getting mowed over by everybody.
Yeah, I know. But Spencer was just being such a dick. I mean, like, when Laura's
what a dick he is. I love that he's like thoroughly a dick through and through, and he doesn't even. You know, see it or know it or even like thank the cop when he lets him off.
Oh, he was such an asshole to him. But it's almost like in his head, he's thinking, God, I'm such a decent guy. Because
I know.
Crap.
That's what I love about
it. It's like, oh, you're, oh, man.
And I love Laura in this role of the like stern grandma because she'd scare me. You know, her faces and stuff, I'd be like, because I don't know about your grandmas. Like, I had one grandma, my dad's mother, who passed away when I was fairly, I don't know, I think I was like 12 or something. And so I didn't know her very well.
Yeah.
And she was sweet and pretty much demented the whole time I knew her and very sweet. But my other grandma was pretty stern.
Yeah.
Like, you
she
know.
She was the one who lived into her 90s, right?
Yes, 95. Yeah. And she was the one I knew very well. And she wasn't like a, like, give you candy, have a cookie. You know, she wasn't like a sweet, lovey-dovey grandma. She was pretty, like, you know, you had to toe the line with her. So I feel like Lasha is a little bit more like that.
Yeah, like, And but Spencer, he doesn't seem to know, like, who he should be afraid of, you know, or who he needs to sort
of dial it down. He's a glorious teen. You know, teenagers are impervious to that kind of stuff. And
I don't know. Cam seems to have a better sense of when you thank people and apologize, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guess it's all like just being spoiled and, you know, not having good role models around you for half your life, you know.
I had a weird, like, sort of moment. Like, this is more about me than about the show, but, it's not horrible or anything, but I was thinking, well, here comes, Finn to pick up Cam. And I was thinking, how many different men has Cam thought of as like, oh, the dad figure.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just like my, kind of my squareness, you know?
Well, I'm sure that's no picnic for any kid, really. You know.
No, and I, you know, don't you think it's kind of a reality for a lot of kids? And,
but definitely.
Like, why should they take this person seriously, or why should they trust in anything?
Yeah. Right.
But then I'm like, oh, well, why should the woman have to stay with some douchebag that, you know, I don't know. But.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think there's like another option at least, but.
Is it? You know, what is it?
Just being by herself, I guess.
Oh!
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't seem to happen for a lot of people till that whole sort of biological drive is over with and you're dead inside. And then
thank you. Well,
and then you're cool. Then you're just cool. You're good to go.
Yeah. But no, I realize like there's financial motivation to make choices that you aren't necessarily like,
in real life. Yeah. Not with Elizabeth necessarily. But yeah, in real life, definitely. That's true. Yeah. The pairing off thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought, like, that's so weird. Like, here's yet another guy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was a little surprised that I guess he called Finn, though, right? Because he didn't want to.
Yes. So Elizabeth is having, like, the best nap of her life while there's so much going on in her house.
Well, there was that episode, I think it was Friday or Monday, where she said multiple times, I wish I hadn't taken that sleeping pill, you know?
Right. So maybe that's what she did again, because there's a lot of shit going down there at the
there
old...
sure is in that
Elizabeth household.
Yeah. And what has happened to poor Chase now?
Yeah, what has happened? He was in the, you don't see scenes because you watch it on Hulu, but in the scenes he's alive, so don't
Oh
worry.
yeah, I did actually. I watched today's episode
Oh, okay.
late. It was taped, but like on YouTube. But
So he's okay. But yeah, what did you think about Aiden today?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that.
I felt like they gave him a lot of lines and stuff, and
They
I don't
did.
know, sort of, he was a little bit stiff.
A little
I hope
stiff. Yeah, I
he
wasn't
settles
feeling it
in.
really, you know. I
Yeah,
was
yeah.
thinking, well, gosh, this is a dilemma for Chase, because how do you reason with someone who's, you know, seems to be deeply, you know, invested in this reality of like, or this what he thinks is, you know, Franco trying to come back or speak to them, you
Yeah,
know.
and then when they see Elizabeth moving around on those cameras, they're going to be like,
This is awkward.
awkward. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but I'm still holding out for that storyline
I
because
know,
I don't know, I can't believe the ghosty stuff is
I
gone.
know, I can't either. I don't know, and I don't know if they have really the ingenuity to really come up with a twist that we would, you know, be excited by.
Care about, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
excuse me. Okay, what else do we have? What else?
Well, we had Britt. We had poor Britt who had to
Brit,
end
yeah,
her.
Brit who wants to find a love interest.
But would I hope they're not thinking that Drew is a possibility for her,
Why?
because
I mean, they've
way
tried
too
Drew out with
protective.
every single person in town, male and female, and I've had it. I've had it with this
Did you hear?
character.
Didn't he say that Scout asked him to coach her swim team or something like that?
Something, yeah, coach something. Yeah,
And
so
that
maybe
felt
you think
like,
we're moving towards the storyline you and I have talked about.
yeah, where he'll just be like a simpleton with a whistle around
I'm
his neck.
just a gigolo. Yeah.
They'll have him in some speedo at the side of the pool.
Oh, I could so get on board with that. That would be
I
hysterical, like sort of an overextended speedo. Yeah, yeah. Red. I see red. And yep,
And
totally.
he would have like maybe three lines that he would sort of use alternately, you know, because he would always be by the pool.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be
Yeah,
good.
that's where he belongs.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing there. I'm wondering if they, you know, created trouble between Sam and Dante so that they could have like the Drew kind of move back in and, you know, I don't know, like make himself a love interest with Sam again, or I don't know, Britt. I don't know. I don't know what I think they are overestimating his
His importance really as
his
a
like or his
character.
sort of like sex appeal to the ladies in town. Like they're acting like he's, I don't know. And what was the deal with that interview or whatever was going on with his like Aurora or
Or ELQ, who
Yale Q, like,
what an
but was that
interesting
woman
person.
somebody I was supposed to know? Who
I
was
think
that?
that might have been his wife in real life. I've been seeing little
Oh,
headlines that,
really?
and it's like,
Okay.
so really, you're doubling down on this guy? You know, you're bringing in his family now? I mean,
I liked her hair. I did like her hair
yeah,
quite a
it was
lot.
brave. It was brave.
What?
It was brave because it wasn't dyed, right?
Oh, I thought you were saying I was brave for liking it. Yeah. Yeah, I guess it, well, yeah, because it wasn't dyed. Yeah. I thought the gray was kind of pretty in it. His wife in real life. Okay. All right. Well,
I
whatever.
think so.
You
I
know, the
mean,
thing
I'm
is,
not
he's
positive.
probably like the nicest guy in the world, like in real life, you know, but I just
Probably.
feel like this character has been ruined.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
ruined. Yeah.
So
Because
get him out of there.
he's like the opposite of the original Drew,
Right,
you
right.
know.
So I don't know. And I feel like the Brit storyline, I don't mind a little like fun between she and Brad with the like looking for a date, but I'd like to see her with a more serious storyline. And not just about her health, not just about the what is it she's got? Huntington's?
Huntington's, I think.
Huntington's, yeah. Or she probably doesn't really.
We don't know, do we? But yeah, it would be nice if there was sort of a storyline that was not such a standard predictable storyline.
Right, right, yeah.
You know? I don't know what maybe, that would be.
But... maybe she could help Brad with the gambling room, you know? She could be like the sexy hostess, you know? That...
And that was another thing that seemed odd to me, that they would have this sort of like top secret poker game going on, like just during like regular business hours. I don't know how it works, but it's...
When are they supposed to happen? Like late night?
I don't know, but it just seems like it's kind of fraught with, you know, possibilities of things.
I like that Brad went out and got the whatever beer it was. You know? He's trying for Brad.
Trying, but
he's
that still could have been funnier. I think we could have made that scene a lot funnier.
Yeah. I don't think they said any real names of beers or anything, because I was like, I don't know any of those.
No,
not that didn't. I know every beer, but.
Well, you probably do.
I know a lot of beer.
Yeah, you know most beers. Yeah. Mm. And then like Sonny so many said he was going to go back and say hi or something, and Selena like, no, you shouldn't or something. And it's like, so he does any, I like all of these things, I don't know what we're supposed to make of them, you know?
And I'd like to have Selena, if she's going to be a constant character, I'd like to have her like speak in a more normal way rather than the ominous ominous, you know, constantly, like
kind of like an old 70s movie kind of
just like she just plays that one character and that's it, and, you know, like I'd like her to be a little real.
I know you can't really picture her like in like a regular everyday, like going to the grocery store or anything,
just chilling,
you know?
Chilling. Do you chill, Selena? I don't know.
Do you have any gal pals, Selena?
Who does Selena Wu hang out with?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll become friends with Britt and they can, you know, they could kind of manage Brad. Brad needs help.
He does. He needs so much help.
But, so who else did we see? I can't think of what else we saw. Do we have any other fashion things? Carly's still wearing the big...
That weird cover-up thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's, I don't know what it, like you said, I guess it is maybe sort of loungewear, cruise wear kind of stuff, but not like.
It's sort of Florida. It's kind of a Florida outfit, but it doesn't seem like a regular daytime dress. I don't know.
Right. We did have all the drama with Harmony.
Oh, Harmony was fabulous. Yeah. Going off like losing it, just like losing it. Yeah. And maybe drinking was not a good idea with all the secrets that she's carrying.
Maybe not the best,
because she just keeps spilling these little hints and everybody's like, and Carly's totally on to her now. She's like, okay.
Carly's always got her ear to the ground, you know, she always knows there's going to be some secret somewhere.
Yeah, so Harmony's going to spill it all here shortly.
And she's
think.
Clutching her bag, you know.
That ginormous bag. Yeah.
In it. Yeah.
That's like, that bag took an entire cow, I think.
It did.
So I think she's doing a good job. She's more interesting than everybody around her, I think.
Yeah, I know. Alexis doesn't seem to have, I don't know, too much to contribute these days.
No, she's just kind of like, what have I done?
Yeah, and like you said, Sam, like when...
Yeah,
When Alexis hauled Harmony out of the Metro Court, and was it Carly who said, are you gonna stand that or something like that, you know?
And Sam and Carly were kind of chatting after,
you know, and Sam sort of delivered her line in such a kind of half-assed way.
She's got a weird line delivery, and then weird like sort of nostril flaring going on or something, or I don't know.
I don't know.
I like Sam when she's being like friends with Carly.
Yeah,
like, that's kind of when I kind of like her character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like her trying to be sexy or flirty with Dante. That doesn't seem to work.
No, that doesn't work for me either.
Maybe they could try her being a mother again. Like, maybe. We haven't seen her with her kids in a long time.
Yeah, possibly.
Could we see her with Drew again? Like, maybe she and Drew could be something.
Maybe that would mean she'd have to be like an assistant coach.
That
we would only see her at the pool also, which I would be okay with, I think.
Okay. I could see her in kind of a Baywatch looking sort of thing going on, and slow mo running and
running,
stuff. I see Drew being kind of like in Rudolph. You know, he's not, what is he? He's like, is he a coach?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, the guy that the reindeer that runs all the other reindeer, trains the reindeer to pull Santa's sleigh. You know who I'm talking about, right?
That's not one I watch every year, Gina. I'm sorry.
What?
I don't think I'm alone there.
What?
I
think you are alone there.
Maybe, and I don't mind that. That's the case.
You don't watch Rudolph every year? Well, there's like he's like a coach, like with a whistle.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And he's so like mean to Rudolph. Oh. And I could see Drew being that kind of like.
You could see him being a mean coach? Brody.
Huh?
He would be a mean coach?
I could see him being that way. Not meaning to be mean, but, you know, he'd be such a bro kind of dude, you know.
Okay.
Well, what do you watch every year then if you don't watch Rudolph? My curiosity is piqued by that.
Well, I don't necessarily seek out the holiday shows anymore, but I like Charlie Brown. Sure, I like the Grinch, you know.
Yeah, Charlie Brown, Grinch, okay, Frosty?
No.
Yeah, I've never been a Frosty fan. Yeah. Me neither. But I kind of end up watching it sometimes by accident, you know.
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on, I can't, you know.
You can't get it.
But out. Not Rudolph. Huh, that's weird.
No, yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
What
sorry.
About the, like the one with the heat miser and the cold miser?
Yeah, no.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Okay.
No, sorry.
What about Olive the Other Reindeer?
No, that's not like a classic one, so no.
I think it is now.
Is it a new classic?
It's a new classic.
Well,
I think
so. I don't know,
Gia. Well, this is the wrong season to talk about these things.
I think so, yeah.
Whatever. But whatever, anyway. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm not coming up, once again, not coming up with anything brilliant to say.
Well, I just feel like we were sort of,
in a little bit of a holding pattern for a few
days.
Yeah,
and maybe they were planting seeds, but I don't know. None of it seemed really like it was...
Oh, I know. So I just felt happy about this.
Okay.
I think you did too. So we had a scene with Valentine and Anna.
Oh,
and they were like all awkward and weird and like, okay.
Again, yeah.
Okay,
it's like, what are they saying?
And it was like
another scene, yeah.
But I thought it was kind of real because, you know, if you've had something where you thought you had something with somebody and then it's like, oh, maybe I didn't, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, maybe I did. And then so he leaves and then you know,
right they back.
Yeah. And they open the door again to have the kiss. And it's like, oh,
smooth.
That was kind of nice.
That
they
part
they had a little
like,
snog.
Yeah. Yeah. But the earlier part, it made me wonder like, wait a minute. I think they were closer. I think they were a little more.
Well, they were, but they had all this time apart and it became awkward and they both like rethought like maybe I misinterpreted.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it.
I guess so. Yeah, that would be the best way to interpret it. I guess.
Although I still don't understand what his role is in the whole like Jennifer Smith. What was he doing?
Yeah.
What's his spy role there? I don't know.
Well, I was wondering because he had sort of implied earlier that he was he sort of on good terms with Victor or who was he talking to recently?
He was implying that he was a little
but then also I was thinking so he sent Charlotte away which seems
and that was weird too
so
that's
maybe
like,
he sent her
right.
away because he's thinking the shit's gonna hit the fan and he doesn't want her to be around
maybe I don't like this recast so I'm gonna send her off.
Well, I think she did leave that last little Dickensian waif, I think has left.
Oh, she's gone already?
Yeah.
She only had like two scenes or something.
I know. She must have gotten like part on like a production of Annie or something.
Oh, okay.
But
well, that's too bad. Well, maybe they'll bring back original Charlotte because
that
she
would
was,
be nice. Yeah.
She had some real like, you know, fire.
She did. Yeah. She seemed like not just a child actor, but like
she had some staying power, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we could start a campaign. Bring back original Charlotte.
Hashtag.
I wouldn't want like middle Charlotte to feel badly, but I just felt original Charlotte.
Yeah, original like, Charlotte could have kicked the newest Charlotte.
Yeah, she could have grown into the next, you know, like when Cam and Trina and Joss and, you know, they all grow up and become adult. Then we've got the next tier, and that would be Charlotte, you know.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Anyway, okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Anywho, I can't think of much else to say. Can you?
Well, no, I guess we hit on most of the stuff biggie. That was going on.
We just got Friday coming on.
Yeah, and, that's right. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay. All right, we'll give it another couple days, and then we'll go at it again.
Yeah. Okay, dear.
All right. Okay.
Well, you say hi to Rory for me.
Yeah, we'll lure him on here to, I don't know, you come up with some good questions and
okay.
Bring him on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
See you later.
Okay. Bye.